Now, this is all basic to dancing. It's all basic to dancing. Because why should I dance through life of a miserable Old Testament Jew? They had nothing to dance about. How David danced is one of the wonders of the age. He had a foreknowledge glimpse of grace that few in that era ever saw. David was an exceptional foretaste. A man out of season. Someone who lived contrary to Moses and his tabernacle in the tabernacle of David, where he had a glimpse of something. The goodness and the mercy of God, and said, his gentleness has made me great. What a thing to say to an Old Testament Jew that said, you're mad.
Wow.
The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we today have it so made as borderline embarrassing. And the stuff, I don't talk about anyone by name or denomination or church or anything else, but I'm going to tell you here and there, most of these sermons are depressing and will help you. They should just hand you a shovel and say, dig yourself a hole and bury yourself. Yeah. You can only dance when you enter into the love that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a love. It's love that ties the Trinity together. It's love that ties you to God, God to you. Not your love, God's love for you.
Amen.
Now that's where we started 3 weeks ago. The part one of this message series was Christianity is all about Christ, not about you.
Right.
We're living in a generation of believers that are doing their very best to be good for God and to be pleasing to God, and it ain't possible. That's stupid talk. And we saw 3 points. I'm going to read them and move on. We rejoice in God's love for us, not our love for him. Too many folks are proud of and rejoice in their love for God, which is balderdash. It is his great love,
amen,
his eternal love, that you should be rejoicing in. As long as Jonathan is rejoicing in his love, what's he supposed to do at 9:10 tomorrow morning when he hasn't got an ounce of it in him?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the truth. Yeah. We rejoice in our love for God. We get our security from it. We get our pride. God forbid we use such a word in humility. It's true. You better stop rejoicing in your love for God and start rejoicing in God's love for you, honey.
Amen.
Or you have no, you'll never get in the dance. I don't dance with how much I love God, and I love God a whole lot. But I could get the jig going if I know that he loves me that much and it's never going to fail me and that it passes understanding. So we saw that. Point number two, we embrace God's unfair grace and not our own worthiness. Too many people say, well, I am the fourth generation preacher. To hell with that talk. What's that got to do with anything? You were saved by grace. You were elected by grace if you're a Calvinist. So what are your works going to do with it?
Yeah, that's right.
Zupu. Yeah. We get our confidence how good we were from how good we were. People don't come to church because they were good for 2 days.
Yeah.
Which is the worst thing you can do for yourself.
Yeah,
why? Because they don't embrace God's unfair grace. They embrace their own worthiness. They say, God, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're doing your best. And you should do your best. But what's that got to do with it? It's not that grace is not of works, lest any man should boast. It sounds to me like you're boasting.
Yeah.
Then the next point we saw was this. We count on God's sure promises and not our own commitments. Some folks are, well, I'll just never leave you. Get a check out, they're on the way. We're incapable of making commitments. Why do you think the word from which we get ours, metamorphosis, is in the Bible to change? It just takes a metamorphosis to change Fred Drummond. His commitments and his resolve is worthless without Holy Ghost metamorphosis.
That's right.
Why don't you put your confidence in the sure promises that won't let you down, rather than your unsure commitments that are always letting everybody down? Well, he so disappointed me. Serves you right. Serves you right. Oh, I knew she would never let me down, and she did. What a stupid thing to think. Where did you get that from? I tell you, well, you got it from bad religion. Okay, that's 2 Sundays ago in the hole. Last Sunday, I'm not going to do this. I haven't got time. Well, I will. I'll just cut this message short. I'm getting sick of it anyway.